They get it into the big man, and O'Meara tries to bring it across half court. Now gets it to Pack, who does break the stripe. Up ahead, Wong slams it home for Miami. A little bit of a fire drill, but a 10-point lead again for Miami.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Miami back in the Sweet 16, and now joining us from the Hurricanes before their matchup coming up on Friday night up against Houston. Can't wait for that one. Is the ACC Player of the Year in Isaiah Wong. Isaiah, appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much for coming back on the show. How you been?
I've been good. I've just been in Miami for a day, you know, just preparing and just practicing with the team and just ready to go for tomorrow's trip.
Well, we'll talk about Houston in just a little bit. No one obviously is surprised with what you did in the round of 32 up against Indiana, you being the ACC Player of the Year. But what made them such a favorable matchup for you when you're able to have 27 points in that victory?
It was just one of them games I felt like I felt comfortable. They didn't press up as much, and I just felt like I got in the groove, and I just the team gave me the ball, and I got some good catch-and-shoot shots, and I got a lot of open looks.
The game against Drake in the opening round of the tournament was pretty close. I know it wasn't your best game. Just what was the feeling like with the team after the game to give you guys that response that you did have up against Indiana?
I feel like it was a reality check. Just not like any team can compete with us, and we just felt like we just needed to improve. And I felt like we just when we won that game, we was like real focused and coming into the next one, and we realized what we had to do and what we needed to do, and just get the ball moving and getting easy and open shots.
Experience this time of the year, I think, is pretty important. We know what you guys did last year as a 10 seed going all the way to the Elite Eight until you lost up against Kansas. What did you guys really take away from that run, and how do you kind of use that a year later?
I feel like with last year's team, we had a lot of great players like as we do this year, but what made us go far is I feel like we had a lot of guards that made great plays last year. We had Charlie and Cameron McGessie. They was tough guards. I felt like They took us a long way, and we had Sam Woodenberry that played defense at the end and getting rebounds. I feel like with this team, we have guard play, and we have Norchad. He's been doing outrageous out rebounding all the teams by himself. I feel like.
Do you feel like this team is better than last year's team?
I'll say in a way because. I feel like it's two different types of teams, though, but I feel like our team is just, we have like a good 1-5 lineup. We have a lot of scorers on this team, and we have defenders on this team that can get their own at any time.
Isaiah Wong here with us. Miami coming up Friday night, back in the Sweet 16. We'll have a battle up against Houston. You talk about the changes. We know the nature of the sport with the transfer portal. Norchad O'Meara, like you mentioned, Nigel Pack as well. 2 years ago, Jordan Miller transfers over. What is it with those guys that this team, you've been there for 4 years, have been able to find that chemistry with newcomers so quickly?
I would just say the way they play. They all play with just they all play. We all play together. I feel like we don't really care who needs the ball at the time. Whoever is on fire is like give them the ball. I feel like with this team, so it was just easy to translate our games together. And I feel like it was just an easier process for us to play together and get our chemistry up.
We've been calling this one a heavyweight showdown. We can't wait for the matchup on Friday night up against Houston. We know one of the better programs in the country. Just what's your view on them when you get ready to prepare for them?
Houston, they've been a great team all year, and we know they were the top team in the country, and they have good guards, and they have a great team and a great program they go over there. So it's definitely going to be a hard one, and we're just going to have to pull this one out.
You being one of the better players in college basketball, you know what the task is going up against Marcus Sasser, who's also one of the better players in college basketball as well. What stands out to you about his game, what Marcus does for that team?
I feel like he's a great two-way guard. He can create his own shot. He can play defense at the other end, and he's a great guard, I feel like. Like you say, he's one of the top guards in the country, maybe draft pick going into next season, but he's been great for that program, and he's just been playing outstanding basketball, I feel like.
How do you guys try to slow him down coming up on Friday?
We just try to play our best defense to try to pressure him, try and make sure he don't get three-point shots, and he likes to attack a little bit, so make sure he don't get as easy shots and just keep them to a minimum.
ACC Player of the Year Isaiah Wong is here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Does last year really matter all that much this year? Do you guys still use that as motivation, or is last year clearly behind you guys and you're just focusing with this task at hand, trying to get even further than last year?
Last year is behind us now. I feel like with the new team we have, we're just trying to create more history and just create new history. I feel like with the team we have, it's just a great team, and I feel like we achieved a lot this year, and we're trying to achieve more this year. So I feel like this team is just on our own path, I feel like.
How close were you, Isaiah Wong, to leaving last year? Because I know, all right, you declared for the draft and then elected to come back to Miami.
I was like half and half, I feel like, because I was really trying to. I felt like I really had a good March that year and like a great season, actually, just a great season. But I came back, I went to the NBA process, and they told me things I needed to improve on. And I felt like with the team coming back, we had a great team coming back, and I felt like we could make another run at March, in which we did. I felt like that was my best decision.
What did you think you had to improve on this offseason?
I would just say my three-point consistency and just being more of a playmaker and more of a leader.
Is this your last year at Miami? Do you think these are your last few games with the program?
That answer, I don't know. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
But how do you think your game projects at the next level, Isaiah Wong?
I think my game, I think it's going to be an easy transition for me because I feel like for me, I play through the offense. I can shoot the ball. I can play make. I can play defense at the other end. So I feel like it translates. So that's how I feel.
You made a big jump from your freshman year to your sophomore year. And ever since then, you've just been able to play at a high level. I know you got more opportunities from year one to year two, but what really changed after your freshman year with your game and development?
I feel like just my confidence. Coming up to my freshman year, I didn't really have that much confidence. I didn't really get the, I didn't feel like I got a lot of chances, but I feel like I just kept my path. I stayed working. I just gained coach's trust more and more, and I feel like coming in, like my first game I started, I did good, and with that, I just kept on rolling with it.
The game never gets old for Jim Larrañaga. I always enjoy how much he loves this time of the year. What do you love the most about playing for Coach L?
Coach L, he's just a great coach to be around. He's a coach that improves, and I feel like he improves you throughout the 4 years, and he's a great coach to be around with Coach L being just there for you, and when you're at your down moments, he's always there to pick you up and always tell you, just play free-minded, and I feel like I appreciate him for that.
What were your first impressions of him when you initially met him 4 years ago?
I feel like I connected with him really easy. He was a coach that I could easily talk to at the time, and I felt real comfortable around him. And I feel like that's the reason why I picked this school, because I was real comfortable with Coach L.
The weather also probably had to be nice, right, coming from New Jersey?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I heard the weather in Miami is all year round, and I knew I would love this weather too, so that was a plus.
How do you kind of look back at that recruiting process? Did that motivate you? Were you fine with the recruiting process? How do you kind of recall it 4 years later?
I'll say that my recruiting process was pretty good. I feel like I wanted to be in a top conference, and I feel like I just wanted to be my best version of myself. I felt like coming into college, and I feel like with the best program and having a lot of people watching, I feel like that's what I really wanted it to be. And I feel like we're picking Miami, and they're in the ACC, and they're in the tough conference. And I love all the tough games we go through, and it was just fun to watch in my senior year of high school. So I just love my decision.
What were your expectations for this team before the start of the year, Isaiah Wong?
Making it, win the ACC tournament, making a March Madness, and winning the March Madness title.
You guys think you have all the pieces this year to go all the way? I know you're already in the Sweet 16, only a few more wins to make that happen. You think you have everything you need?
Yes, I believe we have everything we need. We have the players, we have the pieces, and we have a great coach too.
Well, before we let you run, when you won the ACC Player of the Year, just take me through your reaction and also your family's reaction as well.
I was when I first found out, I was in the film room with the coaches, and we was all together, and they had a presentation of me, Norchad, and Jordan, and they showed me at the last slide of making an ACC Player of the Year, and I was proud of myself, and I really loved it. And when I first told my mom, she was yelling, happy and all that, and just being heard.
Oh, that's awesome. That must have been a special conversation between you and your mom, right?
Yeah, yes, it was.
Well, Isaiah Wong, good luck coming up on Friday night. Appreciate you carving out some time for us today. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
Planning a wedding is intimidating, but finding the perfect suit shouldn't be. Design your dream suit at Indochino.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's INDOCHINO.com, code PODCAST.